Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark, your host of the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you for another podcasting episode. I wanted to take a moment here and share a few thoughts around how to think strategically as a leader. And I want to encourage you as nonprofit leaders to continue to focus on the growth of your organization. In order to do that, it's going to be important for you to focus on your growth personally, because as you take your position, your rightful position as the leader of the organization, the vision caster, the one who is responsible for the direction and the vision and the future state of the organization, your ability to do what you do will have a direct impact on the organization. So I want to share a few thoughts with you just to get you started on your day and to keep you motivated and focused. Also, and before we get started, I want to encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. There at our website, you have access to a ton of resources that are designed to provide you with access to books and workshops and coaching. You can also schedule a consultation with me, which is free, to kind of talk about some of the things that you are envisioning for your organization. So go ahead and visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that is drwilliampclark.com. So when it comes to thinking strategically, there are typically five questions that come to mind that I want to share with you. This comes from the Center of Creative Leadership and their work around leadership development, strategic leadership, strategic thinking. So I want to share that with you. And I want to encourage you as a nonprofit leader to be conscious of these five questions as often as you can, because it's going to have a deep impact on your ability to meet the needs of your organization. And it's going to have a deep impact on your ability to be the person your organization needs as it continues to evolve in the future. So those questions that you should be thinking about goes like this. Where are we right now as an organization? Where are you right now as a leader? What's the current state of everything as we see it? This is the truth serum to the entire model of strategic thinking. If we don't get this question right, then we can't get any other question right, because the way we answer the future questions are based upon the answers you provide to this frontline question. What's going on? The good, the bad, the ugly, the things that are great, the things that are not so great, the things you wish people knew, the things people will never find out about. This is for you to tell the truth about the organization and your leadership. This is an opportunity for you to tell the truth about what's going good and what's not going good. If you hit your goals financially, operationally, etc., if you're not hitting those goals, if you're dealing with market forces that are brand new, or you're dealing with things that are just out of left field for you, this is the time to identify them. Because once we identify everything that's going on in your world as a leader, everything that's going on in the world of your organization, then we can answer the remaining four questions and get to the point of thinking strategically. So once we answer the question, where are we right now? Then the next question is, where do we want to go? And essentially, where do we want to go from here? What's our vision based upon the current status, the current state of the organization, the current state of our leadership? That is where we start to pivot and talk about the future, the vision, our hopes, our dreams, what we envision for the organization, what we envision for ourselves, what we envision for our customers. Those things start to come up at this point, because now we know that if we are at this current place, good, bad, and ugly, then the vision that we have is going to be connected to jumping from our current place to the next place. So then this leads to the third question. First question is, where are we right now? Second question is, where do we want to go? The vision. Third question is, how do we get there? So simply put, how do we get from point A to point B? We know we want to get to point C, but there are a series of steps we need to do to get to point B for right now, because that's kind of the immediate step. So what steps do we need to take? What's the big steps that we need to take? Because there will be a moment, just to give me a second, to talk about the small steps. What are the big steps we need to take? And so many people struggle with this because they have this vision, but they don't know what to do. So let's say right now you're a $2 million nonprofit organization. You have, you know, been around for 5 years and you've kind of been stagnant over the past 3 years in your revenue, and it has significantly flatlined, is not growing as consistent as it has in the past. So you want to grow from $2 million to a $5 million organization. That's kind of the future state you're envisioning. So the question that we have to answer now is, well, how do we get there? What are the big steps we need to take? Well, we need to expand the type of relationships that we currently have. This is off the top of the head, guys, but these are things you might want to think about. Big picture, expand the type of relationships that we have. We need to start to look at results that we need to generate that will get the interest of these relationships, and we need to have an updated strategic plan that's responsive to not the current needs of our customers, but responsive to the evolving future needs of our evolving future customers. Right. So this forces us to think differently. Now, that's the third question. Here's the fourth question to help you think strategically. If you're going to think strategically and you've already answered the question, where are we at now? Where do we want to go? And then how do we get there with those three big picture things? Under these three big buckets that we mentioned, new relationships, generate new results, and implement and design and implement a new strategic plan, we need to then ask ourselves, then what steps do we need to take to make all these three things happen? What are the major steps under relationship development that we need to focus on? What are the major steps under results that we need to focus on? What are the major tasks that we need to get done under strategic thinking, strategic planning, etc.? In this fourth question is where you start to get to the granular detail that explains the how. And typically at the fourth question in this fourth phase or fourth segment of the questioning, this is where your frontline staff has a lot to say and a lot of creative thought, because they have some opinions and experiences that may help inform how to accomplish the big picture thing. So you definitely want to engage a good portfolio of people around you to help you think about these things. And when you get to this fourth question, this is where you want to pause as a leader and invite third parties in. Again, this can be staff, this can be board members, this can be stakeholders, this can be customers, etc., to help you think. Because as you continue to lead, cast vision, because you've already done it in question two and question three, you are further removed from the tactics and strategies that can help you get this done. In addition, you might want to bring in specialists, right? So you should already have a consultant on payroll that's helping you think strategically, but there are some specialists that might be able to help you with relationship development, because relationship development based upon the feedback of your stakeholders and your staff and your board may be that we need to change how we market ourselves, how we brand ourselves, how we present ourselves. It may not be the fact that we are too insular. It might be just a marketing and a PR adjustment we need to make. And from that perspective, you might need a specialist who is really good at helping organizations reposition themselves in the eyes of others, right? You may need another specialist who specializes in program design and program outcomes, right? So there are a bunch of ways you can go with this when you're looking at the steps you need to take to make all this happen and who you need to bring in, whose advice, perspective you need to listen to. And so this brings us to our last question. And before we do this, I want to encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, it's drwilliampclark.com. Go ahead and register for our next course, our latest course, which is Fundraising Basics for Nonprofits. It is a master class. I'm telling you, it's a master class. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and register for that class. Go to drwilliampclark.com and register. Now, here's the last question that we need to answer when it comes to thinking strategically. That last question is, when are we going to get there? This is probably the simplest question, but is also the most difficult, because nonprofit leaders and a lot of people who are not a part of the industry tend to struggle with time, tend to struggle with, you know, setting a deadline, setting mile markers, setting ways to measure progress, because we can easily say, here's our KPI, or we can also say we're going to get this done by, put it in a date. Either way, both are ways to measure progress, success, ways to know or notice what you are or are not doing, ways to figure out if you are on par with the plan in and of itself. So I'm going to challenge you to begin to think about putting dates, limits to what you do so that you are in position to measure your progress systematically and strategically. When you put these five questions together, where are we now? Where are we going? How do we get there? What steps do we need to take? And by when will we accomplish these things? You begin to think strategically as a leader. Ideally, you want to focus on some sort of assessment or someone who specializes in assessments for question one as you continue to do this. But then as a leader, you might want to think about spending a lot of time in question two and question three, and that is where we want to go and how do we get there? Like those basic things, what's going to set the tone? And then invite your stakeholders and staff to come in question four, and then come back as a leader in question five and say, this is when we're going to do it. Can we make this happen? Yes or no. If not, then reevaluate your answers or responses to question four, because these are the deadlines. These are the mile markers that we need to measure ourselves by. I really hope that you found this helpful. I really am hoping that you're inspired to continue to think strategically for your organizations. If you want to talk about this with me, you want to visit with me, speak with me, take one of my courses to go deeper, download a book or whatever you need, visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. We'll be glad to connect with you. With that being said, this is Dr. Clark. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, everybody.